The highest teaching of the Buddha, contained in the Diamond Sutra, says that there are no beings to save. If one contemplates that, even though one doesn't understand it, if there are no beings to save, then there's no one to have as an enemy. And there's nothing to fear. But there are beings who think they exist, and because they think they exist, they suffer. Hence the Kuan Yin pledge. To help people like us who think we exist and therefore suffer. To move to the point of realizing that all that really exists is light. Buddha said the heart, the very heart of things, the ultimate reality of things, is compassion. Contrary to all the evidence, the very heart of reality is compassion. It's like saying the center of the solar system is the sun, is light. So great patience is required with oneself. Great patience is required with others. If I'm not patient with others, then I need to look at myself. If I've taken such a pledge, if I'm not patient with others, then what am I doing? I thought I was here to help people, help free people from the bonds of conditioned existence, and here I am being impatient with them. What if great teachers are impatient with us? So great patience and tolerance. If I let this light shine into all of the little corners of my being and I reveal to myself that all the sins and failings of mankind are my own sins and failings, then I cease being in a position to judge anybody. Because we're all the same. I know a man who's the father of one of the people present here tonight. I was privileged to meet him. He was a very high being. And the last time I saw him, I only saw him twice. The last time I saw him, he looked at me and said, Barrett, I'm the most evil person alive. And I didn't get it. And then I thought about it. And then I've read some things, as we all have. And realize that if a person's consciousness has merged with the whole of humanity, then the most evil person is me, because moving along the path toward fulfillment of the Kuan Yin pledge is to move beyond a sense of self that is confined to a name and a form in a localized history, and to realize that humanity's pain is my pain and humanity's happiness is my happiness. Nichiren said it very well. He said, every being's failure to attain enlightenment is my failure to attain enlightenment. If you think about such statements, just imagine the consciousness involved. Every single being's failure to achieve enlightenment is my failure to achieve enlightenment. That's starting to see humanity as a whole. Another thing that teachers say is necessary in pursuing this pledge is perseverance. Perseverance. It's like keep going no matter what. Just keep going. There's a statement here if I can find it that helps with this. Got all my little markers in here. Well, I'll paraphrase it. Relative to perseverance, you're going to fail. You're going to know you failed. You just pick yourself up and keep going. You just keep going. You don't get disheartened. You just persevere. The I Ching says no blame. So you fail, okay, you pick yourself up and you keep going. And all that matters is that you pick yourself up and keep going every time you fall down. And the way, what makes this possible is the fact that one's taken this pledge, which gives one the hope and the orientation to keep going. Why? Because there are beings who have kept going and kept going. And they're the ones who teach us that we can keep going and never give up. It doesn't matter how far one falls. It may not even be a fall. It may just seem to be a fall. Some of you know, I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming, you know, some of you have fallen pretty seriously, and you may have given up on yourself at some point, you know, oh, I'm no good, I'm the world's greatest sinner, you know, whatever. Some of you may have tried to take your lives. Some of you may have, you know, submitted to all kinds of depravity. But if you just keep going, what happens? The so-called fall, if you keep going, becomes something that you can share with somebody who's similarly fallen, and you can say, it's okay, just keep moving. And you can say, I fell that way too. And it nearly killed me, but I just kept moving. And now I'm here to tell you, you can do the same thing. And that's how the process works. And you and I are just, you know, simple little people. But if we undergo this process and don't kid ourselves and don't overly dramatize our own little life, we can turn our falls to good advantage. Some of you in this room know that the worst times in your life, looking back, are the times when you were learning the most, or from which you learn the most. We don't learn a whole lot when everything's groovy. So I'd like to read you another version of the Kuan Yin Pledge. It's not a pledge, it's a... This one's called an ordination. It doesn't matter what you call them. This is from a man named Shantideva, who was a wise being. And